the 20 most watched TV shows of 2021. And I bet you've seen, I think you've seen most of these. Maybe two you haven't seen.
That's because I don't have a job. That's why. You know, I was thinking about this just today. I was thinking about how much TV I watch. And I was like, wow, once I start working again, who's going to watch these shows for me?
You're still going to, people with jobs can still watch TV. You have never worked longer than maybe 5 hours in a row.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, when I did morning radio, I was home in time to watch everything. You're right.
You were home by 9 a.m.
True. Right. That's so a good point.
You don't string many hours together. Right. You do in your head, but physically at the job, not many hours goes into any of your jobs since waitressing and working at Stop and Shop. You really haven't worked more than 4 hours at a time.
Yeah, that's in my very first radio job. I had three jobs within one. So that was the only one that I didn't watch. It was funny. I missed a lot of TV those years, like in the late 90s. People were like, oh, remember this movie? No, I don't. I was working 90 hours a week. I was starting my radio career. No, I don't know that show.
Right. But now you're still going to find time to watch Netflix.
Thank God.
Number 20 on the list, most watched TV shows of last year, Virgin River.
Yeah, I got through the first two seasons of that, and then I got bored.
Yeah, there's three seasons, so you didn't watch the last one, I guess.
I didn't watch the last season. I had trouble getting through the second season because it was just so predictable, and it was weird. It was on Netflix, but it was very network television. You know, like they don't want to use curse words, and if they are about to have sex, they quickly cut to something else. You don't actually watch the sex.
They show their legs.
Yeah. Even though it's Netflix, it's like, have at it. But no, they kept it very, very tame, and I found that really boring.
Number 18, Bridgerton.
Oh, of course. Everybody watched Bridgerton.
Yeah, except me. I can't with that. Number 14, Ted Lasso, and I know you have a problem with that show, so...
I love the first season. Mm-hmm. The second season opens with them killing a dog. No. Uh-uh. You've lost my business.
Did they kill the dog on purpose or was it an accident?
No. What happens is there's a dog for no reason on the field and a guy kicks a ball right into the dog's head and kills the dog dead on the spot. It's just, it wasn't necessary. It's just bad writing.
Oh. So they're filling time. With the wrong thing.
With a dead dog, yeah.
Yeah, you don't like that. Number 12, The Crown. Four seasons of that shit.
Yeah, I mean, I devoured that. That was, for me, The Crown. Yep. Oh, yeah. You kidding me? We would stay up. We would be holding our eyes open and be like, one more episode. It'd be 5 a.m. I was like, no, we should go to sleep. One more episode.
Number 10, Loki.
I'm not a Loki fan.
Yeah, you're not a Disney Plus fan. Number 9, Sex Education.
That was my favorite show.
Three seasons of that.
Hang on. I didn't just watch all three seasons. I rewatched all three seasons.
Oh, you went back.
Oh, yeah. I've seen Sex Education, all three seasons, twice.
That good.
Oh, I'm going to go back and watch it a third time. Good.
Am I going to like it or I'm...
Yes, you're going to love it. Yeah, the music is great. The characters are great. The acting, the storyline, you'll see a lot of actors that you'll recognize.
They're boobies?
Sex Education. Yeah, tons of sex.
Oh, okay.
A lot of nakedity.
Number 7, The Handmaid's Tale.
Yep. Didn't miss an episode of that either.
Yeah, 4 seasons, 46 episodes of that crap, so you can go back and watch it. These are the top TV shows of 2021. Next, WandaVision. Only one season on Disney.
I don't have Disney.
You know nothing about that. Number 3, Squid Game.
Oh, well, of course.
Yeah, but that's number 3. Number 2, which I want to watch, but I don't know if it's any good. Money Heist.
Okay, so Money Heist. Money Heist is challenging. The very first season is fantastic. By the second season, it's all been done. I found it really, I wasn't interested. I watched the first episode of the second season. I was like, that's it. I'm out.
Number 1, most watched TV show of 2021, Lucifer.
I watched the first season of that. So Tom Ellison, the lead guy in Lucifer, is a very famous actor in England. He's really sexy, and he's just, oh my God, he's amazing. He's a really, really good actor. Lucifer was okay. For me, it was a little predictable. I feel like I've seen that storyline many times before. It felt like an updated Buffy to me.
Right.
But no, people love it. I am telling you right now, if you're a TV watcher and you have HBO Max, The Sex Lives of College Girls is the best. I'm going to keep beating this drum. It is not only the best thing that Mindy Kaling has ever written, it is one of the best TV shows of that genre of what 20-something, late teen, early 20-something year old girls are going through. It is phenomenal.
You love that show. You love that show more than Sex Education?
Ooh. No.
Oh, okay.